Hello, welcome to Stories Podcast. This week we are presenting The Tortoise and the Hare. To support the show and help us keep releasing new episodes, please visit patreon.com/stories or follow the links to our ebooks on storiespodcast.com. Thanks! Enjoy the episode! The Tortoise and the Hare. One bright sunny day, a tortoise was sunning himself on a rock by the pond where he lived. He was enjoying the hot rays on his face and minding his own business when he heard a rustling in the reeds behind him. It was a hare and a fox out on a stroll, and they were having a conversation. The tortoise heard the hare say,
"Yeah, I'm just pretty sure I'm the fastest of all the animals ever. No big deal."
"I mean, are you really sure?" said the fox. "You haven't raced all the animals ever."
"True," said the hare, "but I have raced all my brothers and sisters, and I win every time. And one time I raced a frog, too, and I won that really easy, so I think it's pretty clear."
"Okay," said the fox, "but, like, that's not all animals. I feel like you probably need to run a few more races before you can call yourself the fastest ever."
"Fine," said the hare. "You pick an animal, any animal, a squirrel, a mouse, whoever you want. I'll race them and I'll win."
"I'll race you, little hare," said the tortoise from his sunny porch.
Couldn't help but hear you, and I'd like to challenge you to a race."
"You?"
said the hare incredulously, and she and the fox burst out laughing.
"But tortoises are so slow."
The tortoise smiled a small, knowing smile. Tortoises live a very long time, you see, and this tortoise in particular was very old and wise.
"I will race you, and I will win," the tortoise said to the hare.
"You're on."
The tortoise and the hare agreed that they'd race twice around the pond, and that the fox would pronounce the official winner. The race was scheduled to begin at noon, and a small crowd began to gather excitedly around the starting line. A few minutes before the fox blew his whistle to signal the start of the race, the tortoise took his place to get ready. He looked straight ahead at the path before him, and he could hardly hear the crowd chattering around him. The tortoise knew that if he just kept his eye on the prize and focused, that he would win for sure. The hare, on the other hand, was bouncing around and gossiping with the spectators.
"Yeah, I was just chit-chatting with Fox, and suddenly this old tortoise guy just challenges me to a race. Kind of weird, but who am I to back down from a challenge? So here I am. Don't worry, though. I got this in the bag."
The hare was not very modest. A few moments before noon, she took her place next to the tortoise at the start line.
"Last chance to back out, tortoise, just in case you want to avoid being super embarrassed when you lose."
But the tortoise just kept his eyes straight ahead and said,
"I'm not backing out."
Just then, the fox blew his whistle. The race was on. As soon as the hare heard the whistle, she was off like a shot. She ran and hopped and ran and hopped, and soon the roars of the crowd had faded away into the distance behind her. She snuck a glance over her shoulder to see how close the tortoise was, and she could hardly see him at all. She was already almost halfway around the pond, and the tortoise was just a speck back by the start line.
"Ha ha 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 ha!" the hare laughed. "I knew it. I was right all along. I'm the fastest animal in the world."
And she kept running and hopping and running and hopping, closer and closer to her certain victory. Meanwhile, back at the start line, the tortoise was not making quite as much headway. He plodded steadily along, but at a much slower pace than the hare. Some of the spectators were still cheering for him, but more had stopped and turned to one another with quizzical looks, wondering aloud why this tortoise had thought he could ever have beat the speedy hare in a foot race.
"He'll never win," croaked one bullfrog to another. "He's delusional."
"Poor tortoise! He's going to be so embarrassed when he loses," cried a cool black cat to her rat friend.
But the tortoise could barely hear any of this. His eyes were still staring straight ahead of him as he concentrated on making his way to the finish line. Before long, he started singing a song to himself.
"One foot in front of the other, that's all I have to do. One step and then another, before long I'll be through. I'll get where I'm going, I'll win it all, I'm sure. Keep on going at this pace, for slow and steady wins the
Admittedly, it didn't really look like he'd actually win the race. The tortoise could barely see the hare in the distance because she was so far ahead, but he was confident. He just kept singing to himself and making his way toward the finish line, sure that he would come out on top. The hare felt amazing as she began her second lap around the pond. She passed back through the crowd of animals waiting around the start line, and they roared with enthusiasm at the sight of her. The hare beamed with excitement. She knew everyone thought she was going to win. She thought so, too. "I'm the fastest animal ever," she said out loud to herself, though she was slightly out of breath. In fact, she was getting a little tired. "I need to rest," she said, "but I can't slow down now." Just then, as she rounded the curve of the pond for the second time, she saw the tortoise. He was walking slowly and steadily, just like he had been the last time she saw him. She smiled to herself, even though she was exhausted and all of her muscles hurt. She was winning. "Passing on your left, slowpoke," she yelled to the tortoise as she lapped him, shrieking with laughter, even though her lungs burned with the effort. She looked over her shoulder, hoping to see a look of defeat on the tortoise's face, but she was disappointed to see him still walking along, looking straight ahead and mumbling to himself. "I'm the greatest, I'm the greatest," she said out loud to herself as she tore ahead on the path, but soon her chant turned into, "I'm so tired, I'm so tired." The hare slowed to a stop and said to herself, "You know what? I'm gonna win this no matter what. It's okay if I take a break. I deserve this. I'm the fastest animal in the world." She noticed a very cozy-looking patch of wildflowers on the side of the road. "I'll just lay down for a quick second and stretch," she said, and then proceeded to head over to the cozy flower patch and snuggle into it. Before long, she was asleep. The tortoise had not slowed or tired in all of his journey around the pond. He passed back through the start line as he began his second lap around the pond, but the audience wasn't really paying attention. It was just as well. The tortoise wasn't really paying attention to them either. He just kept singing a song and walking to the beat.
"One foot in front of the other to beat that silly hare. Just one step and then another. Before long I'll be there. I'll get to the finish line and I will get there first. Keep on going at this pace for slow and steady wins the race."
The tortoise walked and walked and plodded and plodded and sang and sang. He was almost finished with his second lap now. He was getting a little tired. Tortoises don't always walk very long distances, but he didn't slow his speed at all. The tortoise knew he'd be done with the race soon and he'd get to rest then. Though the tortoise kept his eyes straight ahead on the road in front of him, concentrating on the task at hand, he caught a glimpse of a fluffy cottontail in his peripheral vision. A slight tilt of his head confirmed what he thought he'd seen. The hare, curled up in a patch of wildflowers on the side of the path, snoring. The tortoise smiled for a moment, then turned his eyes back to the path and kept on course, singing all the while. All the animals at the finish line were confused as they watched the sun sink in the sky overhead. It was getting pretty late in the afternoon, and they thought the race would have been over by now.
"Where are they?" croaked the bullfrog. "I thought Hare would be back by now."
"Yeah," squeaked a tiny mouse. "Where's Hare? She started her second lap ages ago."
"Can I go home now?" a bored squirrel asked his father. "I'm hungry." "I think I see someone," Fox called out. "I can't believe this."
The tortoise was approaching the finish line, still walking at the same slow pace he'd started out at. A hush fell over the crowd as everyone looked at the tortoise with shocked expressions on their faces. In that moment of silence, everyone could hear the tortoise still singing aloud to himself, even as he crossed the finish line and won.
"Keep on going at this pace, slow and steady wins. Keep on going at this pace, slow and steady wins. I kept on going at this pace and slow and steady won this race."
And as he crossed, the crowd of spectators began cheering wildly and roaring with enthusiasm.
"I declare you the winner," cried the fox,
and the crowd cheered even louder. The tortoise smiled to himself. He was proud, but not surprised. He'd known all along that if he just focused on his goal and worked towards it diligently, that he would win. Plus, the hare had seemed very cocky and silly, and the tortoise had been expecting her to do something like this. He was pretty pleased that he was right.
Hare. Hare. Get up.
The hare awoke to someone nudging her, and she was very disoriented. What's going on? She said groggily. She'd been asleep for quite a while. She opened her eyes and looked up to see who was speaking to her. It was the fox.
The race has been over for about an hour. You lost.
What? The hare cried out, panicked. No, I just got a little tired and decided to rest since I was so far ahead.
Yeah, I figured, said the fox. You gotta pace yourself next time.
Ugh, I'm so embarrassed that I lost to a tortoise.
Whatever, there will be other races. Let's go eat some dinner.
The hare got up from her cozy flower patch and headed off to eat dinner with the fox. Her ego was bruised, but she had learned a lesson. Never underestimate your opponent, and never nap during a race. The end. Today's story was adapted and performed by me, Amanda Weldon. Stories Podcast was created by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Zoe and Scarlett and their family. Thank you for helping us to support our show, Zoe and Scarlett. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would also like to support the show and receive a thank you in a future episode, please visit patreon.com/stories or follow the links to our ebooks on storiespodcast.com. Thanks for listening. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.